Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Bowerly. Tom Bowerly. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
All right, so Donald Trump predicts a bigger victory today than 4 years ago. Welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. As Rush has been talking about, Joe Biden, the minute a network declares him the victor, he is going to basically take on the mantle of president-elect of the United States. President Trump may very well do the same thing. And this thing is going to be absolutely wild, and there are all kinds of potentialities, not all of them terribly pleasant to think about or to consider as we move forward. So I'm kind of curious how your voting experience was today, and I will tell you I was getting really scared because I was listening to Randy Bushover doing the news, and I was listening to our new morning. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, I have so many things that I need to do today. I can't afford 90 minutes to wait in line. I can't afford an hour to wait in line. So I dragged myself a little later than I thought, but I think things worked out okay. About 10:45, dragged myself to my polling place. That's early for me, please understand. And I had one dude in front of me, and that was it. And I was in and out in about 5 minutes, which is, longer than it usually takes. But that's another story for a different day. So anyway, yes, I voted. No big surprise. What was a little bit weird, though, is I don't know why I did this. I guess it was probably because my double espresso had not kicked in. I voted for Trump-Pence on the Republican line. And then the rest of the way, I just went the conservative line. I guess the ads on WBEN had an effect, and I wanted to vote for Robin Wolfgang. So, it is what it is. So I voted straight C all the way across the line, except for the presidency, which was, I thought, pretty weird. But then again, I like to do things unconventionally. And one of the things that I made sure to do, and I'm glad that Rush mentioned this, because I thought about this today all by my very lonesome, even in my sleep-deprived condition. I made sure that I slid my ballot into the correct slot on the machine, and I watched the little clock go around, and I made sure that my ballot was counted. Because if they had told me, the scanner isn't working right now, and we'll slide your ballot in later on, there's a 95% chance that I would have said, okay, I'll wait because I want to see it slide in. There's something to be said for that too, but that's another story for a different day. Welcome. There are reports of fraud in Philadelphia. There are reports, but these things are, I don't want to say perennial, but quadriennial, I guess would say, as far as the as far as the allegations of fraud and misconduct at the polls. I don't know if you saw anything fishy. I don't know if you were told, we'll scan in your ballot later on. I'm not sure how long it took you to vote. Big Gay Jerry, he voted along with his guy Brett at 6 o'clock this morning, and he informs us that it was the first time that he ever had to wait in line at 6 o'clock in the morning as a voter. And by the way, I can't use the word that Jerry used to describe himself and his guy Brett, but I'll use a different word. Jerry is a proud, how do I say this, gay for Trump. He uses a different word, but I can't use it because I don't fit. So anyway, it's very, very interesting. What do you think is going to happen tonight? Does anybody have any idea what is going to happen tonight? Because I'm so glad, you know, again, as we get closer to Election Day, and of course it is Election Day, Phil is jealous because he voted early. I voted today and I have my I voted sticker on, and Phil is very jealous of my I voted sticker. I volunteered to give him mine, but he will not take my I voted sticker because, as he delicately put it, it has already touched your breast. Well, that is correct. Now, we're going to be on the air live until 7 o'clock tonight, all right? I will be on the air live until 7 o'clock tonight, taking your telephone calls and stirring up the poop storm. And then, of course, we have full coverage all the way up until, all right, I'm starting to wonder about Joe Beamer. I'm starting to worry about Joe Beamer because he's going to be on the air overnight until 5 o'clock in the morning. And if I know Joe, he'll be back in the saddle tomorrow morning during David's show. It's called youth. It's called youth. But there, I'll tell you, there is something special. I said this the last time Joe filled in. Joe did a phenomenal job when he was working overnight. And I will say that of all of the shifts that you would think that you wouldn't want to do in broadcasting, the overnight shift is the most... I would say it's the most enjoyable, even though it's counterintuitive. So anyway, what happened when you went to vote today? How long did you have to wait in line? What number were you? What do you think is going to happen tonight? And everything like that. And did anybody vote a straight ticket? I voted. I mean, the ads on WBEN. You might think that I can't be influenced, but I can be. Just like anybody else. And the ads on WBEN, like I said, I filled out my Trump-Pence circle in the Republican category. And then I said, oh, wait a minute. The ads on our station said vote conservative all the way across the line. And I know some friends who are going to vote and who already have voted conservative all the way across the line. So I guess I fell victim to our own advertising, which actually I found very, very helpful in one of the races. I won't tell you which one, but it had to do with Albany. It is 314 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Have you voted? And what, you know, I was reading about this, the Trafalgar Group pollsters, Matt Towery. All of these pollsters I was reading this morning or late last night, because I'm telling you guys, your mind and your eyes can go bleary when you read enough articles, and basically you'll find your cerebellum doing somersaults in your brain. The more you read, the more confused you become. But one of the interesting tricks of pollsters that I learned from, might have been Trafalgar Group, but what they did is they asked people, well, who are your friends going to vote for? For whom are your friends going to vote? And they found they got different answers than they did when they asked people directly how they were going to vote. And I thought that was an interesting bit of psychology, because you get a result that may be more realistic than the result you get from somebody who doesn't want to be up front with somebody calling over the telephone. And by the way, this year, and this has been talked about ad infinitum, I think, on other radio shows, the exit polling is really quite quite immaterial because of all of the voting that took place before. Now, we have, and one of the things that has happened, and I knew this was going to happen, Tim Wenger knows it's going to happen, every single election year, especially a presidential election year, we get complaints and calls from people with these unique individual situations. We got somebody in Genesee County who is just diagnosed with COVID. And there's no way they can vote. They've made all the phone calls, they say. There's no way they can vote. And I feel real bad about that because chances are in Genesee County it would be a Trump vote. But my first reaction is, well, that's kind of why they had early voting. So, I mean, so maybe people would be able to A, vote before they got COVID if they were going to get COVID, and B, have less of a chance of getting COVID if they were going to get COVID, or I guess if they weren't going to get COVID. All right, let me give you the phone number. That usually helps. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I'm feeling reservedly confident of a Trump reelection. And I said this yesterday, but I'm going more on my feelings and on my ample gut than I am on numbers because I don't trust the numbers. I've made that abundantly clear. I do not trust polling as I used to trust polling, and I certainly do not trust the mainstream news media. I mean, I never really have. Even going back to starting this whole nonsense career of mine, never really trusted them. But over the years, my trust has gone down and down and down. You know, when I started out doing this, true story, I wanted to be a TV news anchor of the 630 News. That was my career goal. I want to be Peter Jennings. And then the more I saw network news and the more I realized, yeah, I'm not going to fit in there at all. The less that became a goal and the happier I became over my decision to do this. And you know, things worked out and what happened happened. And it's been a long, strange trip, I'll tell you that much. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Funny thing was, when I started doing this, if you'd have told me that I was going to sit down for 4 hours, 5 hours, and have no script and just talk to people, I would have told you, there's no way I can do that. That's going to be impossible to do. Because I could never believe how John Otto could do it. He was a god to me. He was the best talk show host that will ever live. And if you don't know anything about John Otto, I'm going to tell you, if you think I'm good, I ain't nothing compared to John Otto. If you think Rush Limbaugh is good, I'm sorry. He's nothing compared to John Otto. John Otto was the best there will ever be. Compared to Morton Downey Jr., And I actually knew Morton Downey Jr. Yeah, to some degree, not close personal friends, but casual acquaintances. John Otto was the best. And I could never understand how you could just turn a microphone on and say, okay, talk, go ahead, talk, do your thing. It was the strangest feeling. All right, let's, and someday I'll actually get halfway decent at it. I'm still working on that every day. Here's Dale in Amherst on WBEN. Dale, speak to me.
Hey, Tom, I just voted a little while ago. I think Trump's going to win for sure. I hear everybody say, well, who cares how many people show up at all his rallies? I can't believe all those people are going to show up just to see him and not vote for him.
Well, you know what? A good portion of those people showing up at the rallies have been Democrats, number one. Number two, I was thinking about this overnight. It just isn't the fact that people show up at rallies. When people go home and they talk to their friends about what it was like at the rallies, I have to believe that there is a positive momentum effect that comes from that. Like being at the Beatles Shea Stadium show. I wasn't really into the Beatles, but my friend Marion went to the Shea Stadium concert, and she came home talking about how unbelievably awesome it was, and then I started listening to the Beatles, and I got turned on. So there might be some of that effect. I don't know how you measure that.
I've got a face mask that says Trump 2020. When I went in to vote, they made me turn it inside out, and they told me it was for health reasons. I said, look, if I was sick, the worst thing you'd want me to do is turn this thing inside out and wear it.
No, actually, it's because you are not allowed to wear anything promoting any candidate whatsoever. Like, I have a Trump mask, okay, Trump 2020 mask, and had I worn that into the polling place, I would have been told to turn it inside out. Has nothing to do with health and safety. It has everything to do with no visible campaign a sticker, sign, or embellishment for any candidate whatsoever. They'd have done the same thing with a Biden mask.
But, you know, they should at least have a sign or at least tell people that.
Okay, you know, maybe the BOE could do a better job of that, but it has come up in a lot of discussions on a lot of the shows. But look, I realize, like everybody else, that we are swamped with information like never before, and it might have fallen through the cracks. But, Dale, that is, I mean, seriously, I've got a Trump shirt, and I didn't wear it. I've got Trump socks. I didn't even wear those, even though I was wearing cowboy boots and jeans. I went in clean, baby.
And I got to say, this is the first time I've ever voted strictly right across the board, except for I can't remember who it was at the very end.
The DA.
Yeah, there's no way I voted for, what's his name?
John Flynn.
It's in there now.
Right. John Flynn was unopposed. The, may I ask which line you voted all across on, presuming it was Republican or conservative?
I gave up being a Republican. I think they're a bunch of little babies.
It's very interesting you say that, because I tend to lean Republican, but I also tend to lean conservative. My political philosophy, I've said this a million times, is best described as conservatarian. Because I'm not a conventional conservative and I'm not a conventional Republican, but I'm definitely not a socialist. That much I know.
I want Republicans to start fighting just the way the Democrats do and stick together the way the Democrats do. That's one thing I got to give them. They're all nasty and they all stick together.
The Republicans, yeah, I agree. And that's one of the reasons, you know, I gotta tell you, one of the reasons I think Donald Trump attracts the kind of support and the loyalty he does is because he is seen as pugnacious. You know, he's like Jim Schoenfeld was on the Buffalo Sabres back in the day when the Sabres were like getting punked by everybody in the NHL. Jim Schoenfeld joins the Sabres, starts duking it out with guys and starts pounding the hell out of people, and he became a crowd favorite. The point being that nobody prior would defend a teammate until Jim Schoenfeld came along. That's the point I'm trying to make. Dale, I don't know. Thank you very much. That might have been lost on you, but you know, so be it. I mean, that's why people liked Danny Gare. Danny Gare, not a big guy, but he wouldn't take any crap. I mean, he would throw down with anybody. And Larry Playfair, early in his career, you know, look out. I mean, you know, it got to the point. He was by far, I think, the best fighter in the National Hockey League, but he didn't want to do it anymore after he broke some dude's jaw. It was like he literally went to the locker room and he cried. It's like, I can't do this. This is not me, even though he was really good at doing it. Here is Chris in Buffalo on WBEN. Apparently, it's old-time hockey memories. Has to have something to do with talking to Sarah Robitaille over the weekend. You're on WBEN, Chris.
Hey, Tom. So, yeah, I voted this morning. I went in about 5:45. I was the sixth person in line over in Kenmore. And they looked like they were a little chaotic trying to set it all up before the doors were unlocked and, you know, pulling yellow X's off the floor, moving them around. So we get in there. A few people get in there. They say, follow this. And then they finally got it going. And I was standing at the table. They were looking up my name. And then I hear the guy that was helping me say, hey, why don't you tell those people outside they can start keep filing in when they see those yellow X's are empty. And one of the poll workers standing in the corner by the handicap polling machine says, yeah, as long as they're not Republicans.
Oh.
And I turned around, I looked over at him, I'm like, and I looked at the guy in front of me, I said, did he really just say that? And he just put his head down. He looked over at the other guy and says, he goes, enough of that. We're not going to start doing this here. We're here for everybody. And he goes, well, I could just leave right now. And I was like, well, maybe you should leave right now. I said, but we're not going to tolerate anything like that. This is an election for everybody. It doesn't matter who you're voting. It's the fact is you're voting.
And, well, good for you. What did the guy say in response to that?
nothing. He just went around the corner, and I got his name, and I was like, I feel compelled that I got it reported. I just
I would.
I was absolutely shocked at this guy. Right, and even the guy that was getting ready to feed his sheet into the machine turned around and looked back at me. He goes, "You want to look at my sheet?" And the guy just turned around. That's when he went into the back room. But they got a little heated between the guy sitting at the table, one of the other poll workers, and then that guy. You know, I mean, they started to yell at each other. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you got to be kidding me. I said, this is dysfunctional.
Whoa. And this happened specifically at what polling place?
Presbyterian Church, right on West Hazeltine in Delaware.
All right. My mom grew up, well, she lived in a house in West Hazeltine for a while. Or was it East? I forget. All right. Thanks very much. I appreciate the call. Did you vote? What was it like voting? My experience was easy. In and out, 5 minutes. One dude in front of me. That was it. 10:45 this morning. I was very pleasantly surprised. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Bowerly with you on Election Day 2020. Have you done the deed yet? When did you do it? What was the line? What do you think is going to happen tonight? And again, there are reports that the minute a network declares Joe Biden is going to be the presumptive winner, that he is going to make a speech saying, well, I'm happy to be your next president. Donald Trump reports that he may do the same thing. Regardless, and reports that he hasn't even written a concession speech. So We obviously will see. I don't know that we're going to know the results tonight unless it is such a landslide one way or the other that it would be very, very difficult to contest. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, the Pennsylvania Attorney General has put out a tweet. His name is Josh Shapiro. If all the votes are added up in PA, Trump is going to lose. That's why he's working overtime to subtract as many votes as possible from this process. For the record, he's 0-6 against us in court. We've protected voter rights. Now ignore the ignore the noise and vote. That is the Pennsylvania Attorney General, Josh Shapiro. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN, and here is Gail in Tonawanda. Gail, what happened where you vote?
Oh, hi, Tom. Well, we were really excited about voting this year. My grandson, it's his first time voting, and we went to our polling place, and it was pretty routine. We didn't have to wait. And we go to the table, you know, you sign in and that you get your folder with your paper in it. And while we were at the table, a lady says to my grandson, "So it's your first time voting." This is a lady that works there. And he very proudly said, "Yes, it's my first time." And she says to him, "I hope you're a Democrat and that you know the right way to vote."
Oh,
my gosh. I was speechless. Here I am, 64 years old, and he's 18, and I didn't want to take away from his experience, so we went and did our business and put our voting in the machine, and I was livid. I didn't know what to do, so I asked...
I would have bitched up and down.
Well, that's what I did afterwards. I was stunned at first, so... and here I have my Women for Trump shirt on, but I had it zipped up and was playing by the rules. So I talked to someone, and they called the Board of Elections, the Erie County Board, and they got somebody on the phone, and I told them, you know, it was District 71. The lady's name is Jean, and they went over and talked to her on the phone, and she denied it. She lied right out to them, and... I couldn't believe it. So, Well, they kind of told her that it shouldn't happen again, and I was not happy. I wanted that woman removed.
Yeah, and the name of the polling place is what?
Thomas Edison School in.
Thomas Edison. Okay.
Yes. Yes. So.
Well, if anybody had an experience at Thomas Edison where you were asked if you were a Democrat and told to vote the right way, that would corroborate this story.
Yeah.
They also sent...
This is my grandson, Nick.
They sent a Democrat from the Erie County Board to solve the situation, but they just laughed it off.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, they sent
a Democrat from the Erie County Board of Elections over to Edison to solve the situation, and they just pretty much let it go and laughed it off. So I had come home, I made a couple phone calls, and... talked to some of the Republican people in the town, and then he had some Erie County Republican person call me back, and they said that they would take care of the issue. But then I'm just not satisfied. I think she should have been removed. I heard they were short-handed or whatever, but too bad.
Yeah, they're not supposed to do that.
No, they're not.
Any more than the other guy was supposed to do it that they called in before. Not the one who called in before, but the guy who reported the guy who was supposed to be working the polls.
Right. So they didn't rectify the situation at all, and I was just appalled.
Well, my guess is they need corroboration. My guess is that just one call from you isn't going to be enough, but if it's been a continuing pattern, I don't think they've got a choice but to remove that person.
Right. But the thing that bothered me is it's their word against mine. And my grandson heard the same thing. We just looked at each other, and it's like, oh, my goodness.
Now, how about the person sitting next to her at the table?
She didn't really respond to anything.
She didn't really.
She told me, she goes, "I hope you're a well-educated and smart young man, and you vote Democrat."
Okay, but she was the only person sitting there?
No, there was another person there, but we just went and voted, so I didn't really talk to her. I wanted to talk to somebody higher up, but nobody really rectified the situation. And I just thought she should be removed, and she wasn't. So that's why I was upset.
Yeah, well, obviously, it sounds like your grandson's voice and vote was not persuaded the other way.
No, this is true. This is true. He's got his own mind. And
well, let me ask you, your grandson, did you just spit right back? I don't want to say spit, but did you just say right back to her, yes, I know the right way to vote. I'm voting for Donald Trump and everybody else.
I wish I was that brave because I was more focused on just getting the vote done. It was my first time. I was kind of just getting it done. But if I was a little bit more braver, I probably would have.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you an interesting story. We'll see how many others like it we get. All right, thank you very much for the phone call. Did anybody else have an experience where you believe that one of the election people was inappropriate? And it can go both ways, by the way. Doesn't necessarily have to be a Democrat thing. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Your voting experience today. I voted at the meeting house in Williamsville about 10:45 or so. I was literally in and out in 5 minutes. Had one dude in front of me, and that was it. And I was very happy because I had a lot of stuff I had to take care of this morning, just like we all do in these hectic days. Here's Donna in Williamsville. Donna, you're on WBEN.
Hi, how are you, Tom?
Hello, Donna.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I voted at a church in Williamsville at Hopkins and Maple. Two people ahead of me. I was in and out in 10 minutes. Everyone was very polite. Everyone was very appropriate. And at least two of the volunteers thanked me for voting, and I thanked them for volunteering. And it was in and out, but very busy, way busier than a typical election. And a lot of people, it was getting busier and busier about 11 o'clock as I was leaving.
Oh, I was going to say, because if I heard you correctly, you said there were only two people in front of you when you got in.
Right.
Which doesn't sound like it's really busy.
By the time I left, they were out the door and the parking lot was full in just 10 minutes.
Whoa.
Completely different scene.
Well, you know, it's interesting because we see that with traffic all the time where, and I'm talking about just getting home traffic or getting to work traffic where, you know, you've got these peaks and valleys of when people leave and get to work. And maybe those of us who voted right around, you know, before 11 o'clock, maybe we beat the noon rush hour.
Right. The people early that voted before work were gone and the lunchtime people weren't there yet. I have a suggestion, and I am so passionate about this that I think it should be a bill and become a law. We've got two old white guys running for president. One is overweight and the other one is out to lunch. So we know there are reports out of Manchester that 7 out of 10 people who died from COVID, the one thing they all shared in common was obesity, whether they were in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, whether they were man or woman, whether they had diabetes or not, other underlying conditions. The one thing they all shared in common was not 10, 20 pounds overweight, obese. And there's been no focus on losing weight and getting healthy. And it's all about staying home and sitting on the sofa. The exact opposite of what we should have been doing.
I think we need to open everything up like Sweden did. I talked to a doctor this morning who said the same thing and who absolutely 100% agrees with my take on COVID. Open things up. Let's be like Sweden. And if you don't want people to get obese, New York State needs to do away with this idiotic nonsense of when you get a drink, you must order food with the drink.
Right.
I mean, I agree with you, but at the same time, common sense policies need to prevail. And the other, again, I mean, the other big common denominator with deaths is age. You can't forget age. That's huge. And the, you know, the fact, look, I mean, this, I don't want to turn this into a COVID show. Done enough of those things. But look at Sweden. And, you know, why is it? I'm trying to figure out when we talk about health care, when we talk about education, when we talk about living expenses, people on the left in this country point to Sweden and say, my God, it's Mecca. It's a panacea of all that is good. But yet when we look at their response on COVID, people poo-poo it, even though Sweden doesn't have a COVID problem.
Right.
Right.
All right, Donna, I thank you very much for the call. And, yeah, I you know what I find interesting, too, is, again, I'll be delicate about this, but the number of physicians who don't want to say things publicly that go against the – I mean, there's so much politics in the medical world, it's just unbelievable. And the same thing happened when Dr. Gosi got busted. The very doctors who were the ones who referred their patients to Gosi for pain management didn't want to say a thing to put themselves in the spotlight for a DEA or a licensure investigation. I mean, you know who your friends are when you need friends. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Joe in Buffalo. Joe, what happened with you?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
All right?
Loud,
good.
Clear.
Good. So I did vote, and the reason I'm calling is no sooner do I hang up with my elderly mother, who lives across the street from Thomas Edison. She hasn't voted in 3 years, taking care of my elderly. When she went in to vote, her signature was across 3 years in the book. So when we asked the question, the person looked at us and shrugged her shoulders and said, if you want to vote, sign the book.
Well, that sounds like an issue that could probably be taken care of after today. I mean, right now, today, Election Day, the Board of Election, everything is going to be a cluster. But as long as she was able to vote today, you can address the potential fraud issues down the line.
It was at Thomas Edison, same place as your previous caller.
Right, I got the connection. But what I'm saying is, you know, right now it's like triage. Right now the Board of Elections has to deal with machines that are breaking down, with complaints like the complaints that we've taken so far today about people making inappropriate comments who are working the polls. There's nothing that can change the past today, but the Board of Elections is around after Election Day. And if I were you or if I were your relative, I would definitely want some answers. And by the way, was the signature anything like hers?
No, scribbled up and down. I asked the same question, up and down, just as if it was as fast as it could be done.
Well, if there was hanky-panky that has been going on over the years, you definitely need to contact the Board of Elections. But I wouldn't do it today. I probably wouldn't even do it this week. I'd wait, but make sure you get it done. You understand what I'm saying?
Done.
I'm sorry?
Already done.
Okay, I am glad. I appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, just understand that today is like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of an analogy. It's like trying to deal with Ticketmaster the first day that, or Live Nation, or whomever, the first day a popular concert goes up for sale. You're never going to get through. You know, there's 70,000 people trying to get the same, actually probably more like 100,000 people trying to get the same tickets that you're trying to get. So sometimes doing things the day of it's just not practical, but something like that can absolutely be handled in the future and should be handled in the future. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Have you voted today? Anything go wrong? Anything questionable? Anything a little sketchy? How did things go? Did you have a wait or not? It seems like people who voted at 6 in the morning, you guys had a wait. It's like people wanted to be there early so they wouldn't have to wait. And it sounds like maybe 11 o'clock there was another surge, 11 o'clock in the morning, of course. But maybe between, I don't know, maybe between 8 and 11, things were kind of dead. I don't know if that was your experience, but my experience as a 1045 voter was I walked in, one guy in front of me, and I was out in 5 minutes. And yeah, except for the presidential race, and I don't know why I did this. I voted straight across the conservative line. I voted for Trump and Pence on the Republican line. Don't ask me why. I have no idea. I don't know. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Everybody in order. Mark in Buffalo. Mark, you are on. Hello.
Hi, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Today at 11 o'clock.
And how did things go?
It went really well, with smooth sailing. For the Republic of the United States of America, I voted straight line C for our safety and future prosperity.
Well, safety, future prosperity, that's always a good thing. But how long would you say the entire process took you from start to finish?
It was really easy. I went to 1243 Delaware Avenue, the Unity Church of Practical Christianity. My poll number was 191. I went right in. The people were very friendly. They were very congenial. It was a very positive experience.
Yeah, I would say the same thing, but I don't think I've ever had a bad experience where I vote. It's changed once, I think, over the years, but I found my people to be very friendly, very congenial. No snide remarks, no wisecracks, no sense of favoritism for either party or any candidate.
I heard your previous caller about that voter irregularity. That's no good.
No, it is not, and it needs to be addressed, but if you understand, today just is not going to be the day to address that, because that was a vote. Those were voting irregularities which happened in past elections, which will have to be investigated.
I have good friends in Florida, and they're telling me that Trump is going to take Florida.
Well, we'll see. I mean, it's too early to, you know, it may be too early to say. Governor DeSantis and others have been positive about Florida being red again in 2020. But it wouldn't surprise me. I hope that's the case. And, you know, the situation in North Carolina, I wonder how much of the in-the-air factor in North Carolina may be a direct result of all the Buffalonians who moved out of New York State to get to a place that isn't like New York State governmentally. And then the first thing they do when they get to North Carolina is they try to make it New York State governmentally.
You're exactly right. That's what they do.
Yeah, I mean, it's really something. Hey, we have to get out of this state. We don't like the way it's operating. We don't like the way it treats us. We don't like the way it treats business. We don't like the taxes. We don't like the fees. So let's go to North Carolina or Texas and Florida. But then let's make sure that we increase the taxes and do everything to that state that made us leave the past state. I don't get it.
I have a brother in Pennsylvania, and he thinks that Biden is ahead in Pennsylvania, and that would be a great loss. If Trump does not carry Pennsylvania,
it might be a pivotal loss if he doesn't take Pennsylvania, one of Joe Biden's many home states. But we'll see. I mean, again, how do you I don't know how you explain the turnouts in inclement weather Donald Trump had. And how many voters, those voters might have influenced by saying, wow, I went to a Trump rally. You got to vote for Trump. And people who were disposed to vote for Trump, but who were, shall we say, dragged to the polls because of what somebody told them about a rally. Somebody coming back from the rally saying, are you voting? Well, I didn't plan on it. Let me give you a ride. Who knows the effect that could be? I have no idea.
When I see a Biden voter, the first thing that comes to my mind is stupidity.
All right. Thank you very much. Somebody said today that you can tell a Trump voter because when they come out of voting, they've got a grin. You can tell a Biden voter because they come out and they're filled with regret. Of course, with my leanings, I thought that was funny. I did not see Allen or Diggs anywhere on the ballot, and I know a few people have pointed that out on social media. I guess I'll just be the latest.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.